Well, here we are getting into the holiday season, and I don't know about you, but I've booked my family, Renee and I and Emily are booked to fly. We'll be going to Florida a couple different times over the holiday seasons. We've got our tickets, and in one case, at least, they were a lot more than I wanted to spend. I should have talked some more with Rick Cini. Rick's CEO and co-founder of FairCompared.com. He's our guest for the next 45 minutes to talk with you and with me about holiday travel. He's got some great tips to offer, and I hope you'll join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Rick Cini, thanks for taking time to be with us today. Appreciate it very much.
Sure, great. Thanks for having me on.
You've done an article, and we'll be doing some travel around Thanksgiving. You've done some travel tips for Thanksgiving, and I think you're spot on with your story, and that story is up on your site, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've been chatting about Thanksgiving for quite a while now, and you know, at this point, if you don't have your tickets, you're in pretty big trouble.
Oh boy, would you ever be?
But there, you know, if as long as you're leaving on maybe a Monday or a Tuesday and coming back on a Saturday, the Tuesday after, you can find what I like to call a better bad deal. You just want to avoid really Wednesday and Sunday. Those are the two busiest days, and not coincidentally the most expensive days. And then absolutely the day of Thanksgiving is the cheapest, so you still have that option as well.
Oh, okay. So, but Wednesday, you're going to travel on Wednesday. I'm sure your advice is get there early.
Yeah, and, you know, with what's happened in Los Angeles, we're going to see even more heightened scrutiny. This was going to make the holiday period, especially this Thanksgiving, you're going to see this last probably through the end of the year. So it's going to even make it tougher. So you do need to get out to the airport much earlier than you normally would, probably 30 minutes to an hour earlier than you think you should.
Yeah, so if you normally are there an hour ahead, 2 hours, you think?
Yeah, I think if it's a domestic flight, I think 2 hours is probably a good idea. If you're flying internationally, you want to be there a little bit earlier. There's some things you have to go through there. Now, if you've signed up some of these programs, they've been rolling out this pre-check program in certain airports, in the bigger airports like Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Chicago. Those will get you through much faster if you go ahead and if you remember that program, which you can still get into even before Thanksgiving. They're still scheduling some things to do that. It costs about $20 a year.
Oh, and that's and so for the $20 a year, you're able to what?
Basically, you're going through a pre-9/11 check-in procedure. Your shoes stay on, your liquid stay in your bag, your computer stay in your bag. You're going through a metal detector instead of a body scanner, and generally sort of bypassing the line because it's only a small percentage of the folks that actually are part of this program.
And how do we get that?
So you would just type in TSA pre-check into Google, and if you fly a lot internationally, I would recommend that you actually do global entry, which is the other half of it, which on your way back, going through immigrations and customs, you get to bypass a lot of the issues related to that. So that's either global entry or pre-check. Just type that into Google and it'll take you right there.
Okay. Well, we have callers. Rhody in Elkhart Lake has a question for you, so let's go there. Thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. I have a question. It's for February. I hope that's okay.
No problem.
We want to fly to the Dominican Republic, to Puerto Plata around February 1st and come back February 28th. And I would like to know what we should expect to pay. I'd like to have a flight that's not overnight. All the flights I found were like a 10 or 15-hour layover. We would be willing to fly out of Chicago if that was more advantageous, or Madison. And, of course, Milwaukee, because we're in Elkhart Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a couple things. One of the reasons you're seeing these 15-hour connections and overnight connections is most of those flights into the Caribbean and Latin America are actually from the southeastern part of the United States, and those flights tend to be at about 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m. In the morning, and you don't have enough time to get from where you're going to that southeast connection point in the morning. and therefore they're overnighting you so that you can take that flight in the morning. Unless you're going out of a bigger airport like Minneapolis or Chicago, you're going to end up with this hugely long connection. Almost anybody mid of the United States and further west has this problem when they want to get into the Caribbean, especially some of the places like you're talking about that don't have as much traffic. So definitely you're going to want to go out of a bigger city if you don't want that big long connection. And during that time frame, as long as you go, your flight takes off in that first week in February, it's a great time to leave. It's cheaper. It gets much more expensive during President's Day weekend, which is a couple weeks after that, and then coming back later at the end of February. So you should be looking at around between $670 and $850 round trip right now. I would expect it to be on the lower end of that if you actually wait another couple months.
Mm, there we go. Thank you very much for calling. And good luck. Ellie in Appleton, your turn. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi. We've got a situation after Christmas, too. In January, actually, we have family in Anchorage, Alaska, and we're planning to fly up there. And it looks like the flights, there are fewer flights, and, of course, supply and demand, the prices have gone up. Do you think that more flights will open up for places like Anchorage after the holiday season?
Absolutely, yeah. So on about January the 5th or 6th, in this particular case, January 5th is on a Sunday, the 6th is a Monday, you're going to see a lot more empty seats that occur. So up until that point, you're still in the quote-unquote holiday season. So departures basically after January the 6th, you're going to see much cheaper pricing. For example, just out of Appleton alone, if you left on January the 4th to go to Anchorage, the price points are in the low 900s. If you leave, for example, right now on January the 14th, the price point's $480 round trip.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. And so then do we wait until January to make these reservations?
Yeah, so typically for domestic flights, you want to do it about 3 months in advance. You're getting close to that window, right? We're in early November, so you're looking at January. I definitely would go ahead and look at buying those tickets. If you leave on a Tuesday, Wednesday, the cheapest days to fly, I definitely would book those tickets in the next couple weeks.
There you go. Good luck. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. We have Jack in Iron River, Wisconsin, up next. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
I just had a question regarding using frequent flyer miles.
Okay.
1 second. I had to get my radio off there. I'm looking to fly over like the first of the year, and I think it might be too late to use frequent flyer miles. Or is it better to delay it and go out as early as possible?
Well, if you're using frequent flyer miles, they sort of dictate exactly when you can buy them, because they'll have frequent flyer miles are managed by the airlines, and many times they don't have particular seats on the day you want to go, or you have to expend, you know, twice as many miles to get the anytime version. So you have to check on your particular airline, assuming it's one of the big three, Delta, United, or American Airlines, depending on what city you're flying out of. But I would definitely check those. In fact, they change all the time. Some people think that somehow, you know, you get more inventory if you shop 11 months. That's how many months actually you can do in advance. But actually, the inventory for those things change almost every day, so you need to be checking back quite frequently.
Hmm. There you go. Good luck. Thank you, Jack, for calling. Hadi in Madison. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Hi. Great show, Larry, as usual. My question has three parts. The first one would be best day of the week, best month of the year, and if we should break the trip or take it around. So we go every other year to West Africa from Madison or Chicago anyway. So there are tickets that go through Europe, obviously, then to Mali. So we can buy the round-trip ticket. It's a family of four, or we can break it, you know, from the U.S. to Europe, then from Europe to Mali, then back to Europe. So my can you advise us regarding that? Because our tickets are over 7,000 when we go.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so a couple things, just for everybody that's out there. Domestically, since you're not talking domestically, let me address that first. The cheapest days of fly are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Those are the three cheapest days to fly. And as far as international is concerned, typically if you actually depart between Monday and Thursday, they have the difference between weekend and midweek rates. Typically you'll save yourself about $40 each way on an international flight, in this case, over either the Atlantic or the Pacific, depending on which way you're going. In your particular case, it's not unusual to see through tickets for $7,000-$8,000 to places that are halfway around the world, whether it's India, Africa. And the best thing to do, to be honest, is to split up your ticket purchases. Many times what you want to do is split that ticket purchase between going into a hub city like Frankfurt or London or Amsterdam, for example, depending on which airline you're on, and then getting that separate ticket through there. Sometimes it's very difficult to find those multi-city tickets, but you should be able to get those prices at the right time of year. In the off-season right now, you ask which months are the cheapest, would be this time of year, actually, as you're heading in the northern hemisphere. So this would be a perfect time to go, and you should be able to find those tickets much closer to 3,500 to 4,000, and not 7,000.
Yeah, and they could sign up for alerts on your site.
Sure, and splitting ticket purchase is not something for the faint of heart, too. You have to sort of understand you want to leave yourself plenty of time. You may actually want to stay a night, for example, to make sure you get the connection correct. So, and one of the conveniences you pay when you pay these huge ticket prices, especially to those kind of locations, is you're paying for that sort of nicety of making sure your luggage gets checked all the way through and you don't have the hassles of splitting up your ticket purchase.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, we have to go summertime. My wife teaches and I work.
And this is why it's getting close. Yeah, that's one that during that particular season, the month that you want to go in summer is, if you can, the last week in August is perfect. If you can actually do that, the most expensive month is July.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine the most expensive would be July. Well, good luck. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. We're taking a look at air travel. During the holiday season and beyond the holiday season as well, with our guest today. Rick Cini is CEO. He's co-founder of FareCompare.com. It's FareCompare.com. And great to have him with us today. You can join in with your questions and comments at 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show. You can post your question or comment there. Rick Cini with us till 12:30. We'll be back with him right after this quick look at the news. Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're taking a look at holiday travel and travel beyond holidays today with Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FareCompare.com. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you so much for listening in. If you have a question about a trip you'd like to make, I hope you'll join us at 800-642-1234. Email at talk@wpr.org, or you can post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. I'd certainly love to hear from you. Here's a question from a listener who wonders how early she should start looking for an international flight to Iceland, thinking of spending the summer, May through August, basically there. Rick, what do you think?
Well, typically for international trips, you want to start shopping about 5 months ahead of departure. So she's definitely a little bit early at the moment for shopping for that. Iceland actually has some really good pricing generally, especially they have a couple flights a week out of Minneapolis, which have great pricing. So even if you take a little a drive over to Minneapolis, depending on where you are, you can find some great deals in there on Iceland Air. And so you might want to check that out, too. But a great place to visit, especially in the summertime.
Okay. So about 5 months ahead.
Yeah, I would say that for, I think you said late May she wanted to go.
Yeah,
so I would be waiting. Well, you can actually start shopping right now. The ticket prices typically you will see is a pretty good sale in the first couple weeks in January. So that's when I would be targeting. But she should, she can go ahead and kick the tires starting this month.
Okay. And she could sign up for alerts at your site as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Sign up for alerts. You'll get a feel for the price points, and especially on these you have to, the one thing that happens on Icelandair is only have a couple flights a week, so if you're looking at a specific day and you don't see a great price, you have to look at the other days to make sure you see those great prices.
Melissa in Madison has a question for you. Hi, Melissa.
Oh, hi. I'm calling because every year we fly from Madison, Wisconsin down to West Palm Beach to see family. And we usually fly on, well, always fly on Christmas Day because it seems to be the cheapest. But this year, not only have I noticed that flights in general are kind of expensive, more expensive than in past years, but it seems like flying on Christmas Day is now like a couple hundred dollars more than other days. And I just wondered if you had a comment on why that is or have any advice for me.
Yeah, historically, Christmas has been one of the cheapest days to fly, as well as New Year's Day, same day of the week. At this time, they actually occur on a Wednesday, which causes a little bit of oddity about that. So they're a little bit more expensive because of where they particularly land this year. Also, we see a lot better demand this year than we've seen in previous years. So, so what you're seeing is the fact that even across this three-week holiday period where there's a lot of demand, the demand is much higher than the supply right now, and that's why we're seeing prices creep up even higher, especially for the most convenient flights. You're going to pay a significant premium right now for nonstops or even one-stops that have really good connections.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, and I'm traveling with two young children, very young.
I can see, for example, Tuesday, the Tuesday before, is running about $100 cheaper for that departure day from Madison to West Palm. For example, so
for my family. Okay.
So anyway, well, you have to, without some flexibility. Actually, Christmas Day is the third cheapest right now. So I'm looking at our calendar on our website here. So so it's not as bad as some of the other days around there. By the way, the weekends are an additional 20%.
There you go. Sorry, Melissa. I wish we had better news for you. We were actually setting up flights. We were talking about flights. This is around the holiday time, and so we had a price on a flight, and so, okay, well, let's go process it. Well, we waited about 2 minutes to process it, and it was like suddenly $100 more.
Yeah, it's very dynamic in nature, and the prices change, especially when you're shopping for probably three or four people.
Yes.
Then it, you know, all it takes is one seat to sell out. So one thing I would note, one of the best tips out there is if you're shopping three, four, five people, always shop for one person first after you see that price change, because what happens is that if there's not enough seats at the cheaper price for everybody in the party, it moves everybody up to the next higher price.
Oh.
So even though there may, if you have a party of four and there's three cheaper seats, it moves everybody up into the fourth because everybody has to be at the same price. That's a quirk of the reservation system. So be sure, and if you, in that particular case, you can split your ticket purchase, get three at the cheaper price and one at the more expensive price.
Ah, I like your thinking. Susan in Oconomowoc. Hello, thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. My family is going to be flying to Hawaii about the third week in June. And I'm wondering, when is the time to start purchasing tickets and what can we expect to pay?
Yeah. So what city are you going to be flying out of?
Could be Chicago, Milwaukee.
Okay, so we'll take a look at Chicago and Milwaukee. So in general, you're going to be flying that first month of summer. You wouldn't want to start shopping for your ticket. The earliest you would want to shop is sort of mid to late February.
Okay.
So it's way too early to be shopping right now. That time frame is actually a pretty good time frame. That's when a seasonal price break actually changes. Right now, I'm going to take a quick look to see what prices are running right now. So out of Chicago in early June, you're looking at $797 right now. I would expect that price to go down to about $650 round trip by the end of February next year, and that's when I'd be shopping.
Okay, there you go. Good luck. Thank you, Susan, for calling. Nicole has an interesting question. as well. She says, we're a family of seven. We're looking for an exotic, unique international destination for a week-long summer getaway. What do you think?
For me, exotic means different things for different people. If you haven't traveled over an ocean, whether it's the Pacific or the Atlantic, my favorite, if I was going to sort of be my first time to Asia, would be either Hong Kong or Singapore, for example. I think those are great places to go. The only problem is normally I would say people should go to Australia and New Zealand, but the trip length is way, way longer and very difficult for that first time over the Pacific. If you're heading over to Europe right now, the absolute cheapest country to go to right now is Ireland. Definitely a great pick as well, especially if you're going to go in late spring and summer. But the second cheapest right now, which is really odd, is actually going to either St. Petersburg or Moscow. Russia, they're very inexpensive right now.
Oh, very interesting. Well, there you go, Nicole. You got some Ireland or Moscow. Well, that, you know, why not?
Spain is the third one in that list, so, and it's also a great place to visit as well.
There we go. Bob in Beaver Dam. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I'm traveling to Guadalajara.
Okay.
And I was wondering what month of the year is best and best in terms of the cost as well as the weather. And if I should fly like Southwest down to Atlanta and then get another flight somewhere else, or what's the best connection? I live near Madison, but driving down to Chicago is definitely an option.
Sure. Really, to be honest, you know, given its particular location, those price points are almost always under $500 round trip out of Chicago. There's a lot of connectivity on United. For example, you'll see basically United has a dominant presence there. You also have American Airlines as well. So to be honest, there's not a huge amount of traffic for tourists in that particular area. So it's more like acting like a bigger domestic city. And so I would expect you to be able to fly pretty much year round under 500 right now. Even if you were buying tickets, for example, for February, it's $350 round trip right now.
Wow. And how about in terms of climate?
Well, from a climate perspective, it's pretty much warm all the time.
Yeah.
So you're not going to see a big difference. I have to actually check. One of the things I really like to check is Weather Underground, and it has like the 10-year weather forecast, so you can see it's more about rain than it is heat in this particular case, because it's going to stay warm. You would just want to stay away from the rainy season, and I don't have sort of off the tip of my tongue knowing what that is, but I definitely would check that.
Sure. Well, okay. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. We have a listener wondering about flying from Minneapolis or Milwaukee to Cancun in mid-March. What is the best time to buy, or when is the best time to buy?
Need to be shopping in the next probably 3 weeks or so. And looking at March, let me see what March rates are looking like right now. So even March, for example, if you left on a Tuesday, March the 4th, and came back a week later, it's $340 round trip. Great price into Cancun right now. So I definitely would be shopping right now. Now, I can tell you the difference between that date and, for example, leaving on Saturday, March 8th, is $800 round trip. So it definitely matters what day you go.
Oh, boy. Shelley and Spooner, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I have kind of a short flight.
Okay.
From Minneapolis to Cleveland. But I want to know how you get like an open-end ticket. Like, where I'm not sure when I can come back. My daughter is sick, and I need to go out there to be with her during her surgery, and I don't know when I would be back.
Yeah, so there is not a quote unquote open end ticket other than a refundable ticket, where basically you can get fully refunded if you decide not to come. In your case, I would definitely be buying one way tickets.
No. Oh.
And so in the case of one way right now, you have ticket prices running about $140 one way right now. And so then you have the flexibility. If you were to buy a refundable ticket, that would be like $570 round trip right now.
Oh, boy.
So you're much better off buying one way. And just be sure on your way back, when you're buying the second half of the one way, be sure and do it outside of 7 days of travel if you can. Don't do it within the last seven. So pre-plan at least a little bit on your way back, and you'll get the cheaper price point.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. That's good advice. Thank you very much, Shelley. Corey in Appleton, hello.
Hello. I'm just looking for the best price for Milwaukee or Chicago to LAX on December 28th and fly back on the 17th.
Yeah, so basically a little over 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're looking at the – let me tell you which day is cheaper in, at the end of December. You say December 28th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, December 28th is the second most expensive day to leave on. if you want a little bit cheaper, you have the 26th is running about 20% cheaper, December 30th is running about 30% cheaper. So the most expensive day in that particular case is Sunday, December 29th. So if you have any about a flexibility, right now I would expect those prices not to come down a whole lot. In fact, in theory, depending on if you want to fly nonstop or not, they likely could go up.
Okay.
And the return flight is fine. On the return flight, you're going to pay mid-January rates, so you can come back anytime you want. As long as you stay away from the first week in January on the return, you're going to get half the benefit of the cheaper prices. It's that outbound price that's going to hurt you there.
Yep. All right. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. We have Jared, who wonders about a trip to St. John's in February. When is the best time to buy tickets for that trip?
Well, depending on where they're flying out of, I would definitely, did you say late January, early February?
February, yeah.
Yeah, definitely I would be looking right now, absolutely looking for that ticket. It's a great time to fly into St. Thomas. St. John doesn't actually have an airport there. Well, they do. It's this little small one. So you'd be actually taking a boat from St. Thomas. And the price point right now, if you're shopping on a one-stop flight, is right at the low 600s. But on certain days of the week, you can get it down as low as I've seen it as low as $480 round trip, which is a great price point. As long as you stay away from President's Day weekend in February, which is that second week, sort of Valentine's Day weekend. In that case, the price point goes up by 75%.
Michael wonders if there's a way for family members of military personnel to travel on MAC flights. My daughter is serving in the Navy stationed in Bahrain. If MAC flights are not an option, what would be the best way to get to the Persian Gulf countries?
Yeah, so I'm not super familiar with how they might get on one of those flights. I'm familiar with the flights themselves. I'm not sure, whether it's, close relatives or family members or, how loosely coupled they can be on that. So that's an area I'd have to do a little bit more studying on. But as far as traveling over there, basically you can fly this time of year, it's the same travel pattern. So the most expensive time is going to be summertime. The second most expensive time is going to be spring, and then it gets a little bit cheaper in the fall, and then the cheapest during the winter time. And right now, if you flew in and out of, for example, New York, or actually flew from Minneapolis or Chicago, most of those flights into the Middle East actually go through London Heathrow.
Okay.
Or it potentially go through Frankfurt, but you should be able to find flights into the Middle East under $2,000 round trip and coach right now, which is a pretty good deal right now.
Okay. We have Tom in Green Bay up next. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm looking to go to Prague in May, me and my wife, because my son's going to be at NYU there studying. And I was wondering, what's the best time to buy tickets and what's the best route and possibly the best airline?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so you said you were leaving. You were in Green Bay, so you have definitely your cheaper prices are going to be much more inexpensive out of Chicago and Minneapolis, or Milwaukee, sort of being the third cheapest. And what month did you say you wanted to go?
Prague, Czechoslovakia.
What month of the year?
May.
Yeah, so you definitely, there's a huge break point in price starting the last week in May. So on approximately May 20th, the prices jump by about 30%. So as long as you can depart before May 20th, you'll see price points right now in sort of the $950 range. And let me give you some stuff, a little bit of background on international pricing. The average fuel surcharge to Europe right now is $450. The average taxes are $165. So before you even start to pay for airfare, it's $600. So a $950 ticket is basically a little over $150 each way for airfare.
Which is
a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Definitely leave before May 20th if you can. Don't stay any longer than 30 days. The prices jump by about 20% if you stay longer. And leave on a Monday through a Thursday. The price drops by $40 each way.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Timothy in Prairie Farm, Wisconsin. Hello. Thank you for calling.
Yes. I have property down in Florida, and I'm still working, so I go down there for a couple of weeks in January and a couple of weeks in February, and I wanted to know how to beat the price of, you know, going from the north to the south. You pay more, I presume. If you have any advice on that. Last year I flew out on Christmas Day and came back in the middle of January.
Yeah, what part of Florida? What part of Florida?
Well, Orlando and Tampa area.
Orlando, Tampa. So either one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the bottom line is that for domestic tickets, and that's approximately a three-hour flight, depending on which airline you're on, you have options like Spirit Airlines flies out of Chicago at under $200 round trip, very inexpensive. AirTran typically flies that route for about $280 round trip. And then United and American typically match about $20 or $30 more. So if you're buying your tickets any more than $300 round trip, except during holidays or peak season, you're probably not buying it on the best day.
Well, I wanted to go down Christmas Day, so or right after Christmas. But what I did this year, just to try it out, I plan to drive down and leave a car down there for a month. So I'm flying back in the middle of January. And then I'm flying back down to Florida and drive my car home in February, the middle of February. And I got a $187 round trip.
That happens all the time. And I would say even today, for example, the difference between leaving Tuesday, December 24th, and leaving the 26th, for example, the difference is a 50% difference leaving on the 26th right now. So the day you pick with some flexibility can save you dramatically, or if you're willing to drive a little bit to actually get to a bigger airport, for example.
Well, yeah. I'm preaching on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, so I can't leave till after Christmas. So.
Got it.
So you did pick the cheapest day. So the bottom line is that the worst day is that Friday the 27th. Right now it's running over $700 round trip.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. Thanks a lot for calling. Wow. Ned in Mwasa. Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. My wife and I are going to Cabo. It's at the far south end of Baja California in Mexico.
Yep. Sure, I'm heading there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I forgot the second word, but everybody calls it Cabo.
San Jose, Cabo, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And we're leaving we're there for a week, and we're going, our first day of our timeshare is the 15th of January, and the last day is Wednesday the 22nd. So we can fly on Wednesdays in midweek if that would work. We'd prefer out of Minneapolis, but we can go out of Milwaukee, Madison, and we're trying to avoid Chicago if possible.
Yeah, so that midweek, for example, leaving on Tuesday, January the 14th, is that about approximately the right time frame?
Yeah, it'd either be Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, so you can actually fly, if you really want to fly nonstop, it's running about, it looks like out of Minneapolis there are no nonstops. The cheapest right now is actually Frontier connecting in Denver at $470 round trip, a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and what city is the origin?
I'm looking out of Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Frontier's running about 10 to 15% cheaper than the others. Delta and United running in the low 600s. On other days, you can see it's around 580 to 590 round trip. Usually not a whole lot of deals into Cabo from a ticket price standpoint. So that Frontier ticket is really the sort of outside the norm, which would normally be in the high 500s that time of year.
There you go. Thanks very much for calling. And Rick, as always, thank you so much. FairCompare.com, that's your site to go to, and people are going to learn a lot when they get there.
Absolutely. Thanks, Larry, for having me on.
I really appreciate it. Rick Cini, CEO and co-founder of FairCompare.com. You can go there to get the latest prices. They actually do have real-time pricing there, so they... but as fast as the prices are announced, they have them on their computers. So it's pretty cool. And I really appreciate him coming by. He's been a guest on our show for quite a long time now. Lots of pretty good information, including some great information we really didn't get to. I wish I had on getting through the airport on days like the day before Thanksgiving and what to think about, what to do and what not to do. He's got lots of good information in that article. So you might want to go there to faircompare.com. Boy, where'd the week go? Tomorrow, already Friday, and of course that means Garden Talk from 11 to 12:30. We'll get some tips for good fall cleanup as a disease management strategy and look at disease-resistant plants for this coming spring. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network.